MAGA Incorporated spokeswoman Caroline Levitt. Dems are panicking at prospect of facing Donald Trump. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 2, 2023. Dems are panicking at the prospect of facing former President Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Caroline Levitt, spokeswoman for MAGA Incorporated, told Breitbart News Saturday. You look at Joe Biden and the Democrats, they are panicking. And they're panicking, not because of Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. They are panicking because they see the general election polling time and time again. New York Times polling again, the Real Clear Politics average. You have very liberal pollsters like Emerson College in Boston that are showing that general election voters across party lines are supporting President Trump. She began, noting that surveys also show Trump performing strongly among independents, in some cases, by double digits. His numbers with Hispanic Americans are absolutely earth-shattering for the Democrat Party. If these hold, come next November, and it's our goal to make sure that they do, that enough right there will kill Joe Biden's chances at a second term. And so the Dems are panicking, Levitt said, urging listeners to follow the money. The money that they have spent on ads defending Joe Biden's presidency. They spent more defending his presidency than any incumbent president in American history because they know that they have to try and sell something to the American people. She said, noting that Biden's approval rating is the worst in history. While highlighting the fact that most Americans believe the economy was better during Trump's presidency. By every single metric, your life was better under Donald Trump's leadership than it was today. Levitt said, citing one study showing that one must spend $11,000 more today to have the same quality of life that they did 3 years ago. Imagine that, more than 10 grand more a year just to live the same life you were living a few years ago. So people are being robbed of their hard-earned income. She said, adding that Americans are also being robbed of their safety and security under Biden's leadership. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Caroline Levitt, December 2, 2023. They're watching our American cities become hubs for crime. Hubs for petty theft, hubs for stabbings and brutal killings. Meanwhile, we have this migrant crisis in American cities that Biden's administration is being silent about. They're lying to us about it, Levitt said, ultimately concluding that the Biden campaign is very, very weak because their only hope is to try and somehow hypnotize the American public into believing that their policies have worked for them. And it's not going to happen because people know how they felt under Trump. They were safe, they were secure. There was peace around this world, and their pocketbooks were doing a heck of a lot better. And they know how they feel today under Joe Biden. It's Christmas season, people are struggling to put food on the table, to purchase gifts for their children, she continued. Adding that the Trump campaign is focusing on the contrast that no other Republican candidate can propose. We never heard the word inflation during the Trump years because it wasn't an issue that Americans were dealing with. Mortgage rates were a record low 2.65%. That, right there, is the American dream, the ability to purchase a home for your first-time family. That dream is gone under Joe Biden. Mortgage rates are predicted to hit 10%, Levitt said, adding that Biden has reversed many Trump policies. Joe Biden waged a war on our domestic energy production in this country. On day one, he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. He restricted federal permits. He started begging Venezuela and OPEC to produce more oil for us, so prices at the pump were higher. Now, everything we buy at the grocery store. It takes more money to get into that grocery store, and who is hurting? It's the American consumer, she continued. Levitt added that the Biden administration is failing to admit that it knows people are struggling due to its policies. Bidenomics, she said, is the centerpiece of our message moving forward. It's a grave contrast between life under Trump and life under Biden. And voters should be selfish when they go to the voting block next November and think about who will be better for their family. Who will be better for their bank accounts, who will be better for the future generations of Americans who want to get ahead and who want to graduate from school with a degree and get into the workforce and be able to purchase a home, Levitt said. That dream is dying, and it will no doubt be dead if we have four more years of Joe Biden. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.